With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. America pausing to honor those who's ever served in the United States Armed Forces.
I think as we celebrate Veterans Day, the 11th month, the 11th day, back in 1918 when World War I ended, it was a time to celebrate peace after significant carnage in Europe.
SRN News military analyst Robert McGinnis says the celebration of Veterans Day started after World War I.
Our participation was far more limited because we hesitated. President Wilson hesitated somewhat in following through, which was good because I don't think we needed to spill that much blood over there, but we did spill blood.
President Trump speaking at Arlington National Cemetery.
We gather to fulfill the sacred duty of every free man and woman. On Veterans Day, we honor those who have worn the uniform, who have borne the battle, who have stood to watch, and whose ranks have formed the mighty wall of flesh and blood, bravery and devotion that has defended our freedom for 250 years.
Diplomats from the Group of Seven Industrialized Nations meeting in Ontario, Canadian Foreign Minister Anita Anand hosting Secretary of State Marco Rubio and their counterparts from Britain, Germany, France, Japan, and Italy. Pakistan opening a probe into the suicide bombing outside a district court in Islamabad. At least 12 people have been killed. That bombing underscored the challenges facing the government as it struggles with a number of terrorist attacks. In Taiwan, authorities have evacuated more than 8,000 people and shut down all schools because of a tropical storm set to brush the southern part of the island. This is SRN News. A suicide bill progressing in Scotland.
Lawmakers are shaping legislation that would allow people to get a doctor's help in taking their own life, and pro-life advocates are alarmed. So far, Scottish members of Parliament have rejected amendments that would have limited assisted suicide to only those with terminal illnesses and only those with less than 6 months to live. Pro-lifers point out that a so-called right to die can very quickly become a duty to die for the elderly and disabled. Michael Harrington reporting.
Florida's Attorney General filing suit against Planned Parenthood, arguing the organization misrepresenting the safety of abortion pills. It is the latest legal challenge aimed at the drugs, now the most common way to terminate a pregnancy. Pro-life advocates increasingly targeted the pills in the wake of the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court has agreed to decide whether states may continue to count late-arriving mail ballots. Here's Greg Clugston.
Justices took up an appeal from Mississippi after the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled last year that the state law allowing properly postmarked ballots that arrive shortly after Election Day to be counted violated federal law. Mississippi is among 18 states and the District of Columbia that accept such ballots. President Trump strongly opposes those late-arriving ballots. The case will be argued in the late winter or early spring. Greg Clugston, Washington.
White House considering a 50-year mortgage to address the issue of home affordability. Critics say it wouldn't solve any real issues at all. The Federal Housing Finance Agency calls it a real game changer, saying it might lower a borrower's monthly payments. More details at srnnews.com.